Hello and welcome to the Giddly Wonkles podcast, the first in a series of children's stories by myself that you can listen to any time that you want. My name is Enda. Enda's story. The Giddly Wonkles series of stories follow brother and sister Buckle and Callie and their adventures with a girl who lives in a hole in a hedge at the bottom of their garden. It is no ordinary hole in just any hedge though. It is a hocus pocus hole in the hedge that this girl calls home. The hedge in question is the mystical hawthorn, and the hole is a gateway between this world and, well, the other world. You might call it the world of a child's imagination, but then again, you might not be a Giddlywinkle, or may have forgotten what it's like to be a Giddlywinkle. The Giddlywinkle's new friend is no ordinary girl either, and not just because she lives in a hole in a hedge. She carries with her a spangly bag in which she gathers the stories of the weird and wonderful characters they meet. She even plucks interesting words from their mouths when they speak. We'll meet her soon enough. In this opening story, we meet the Giddlywinkles. Once upon a time, around about 1:30 cock-a-doodle-doo, a little girl woke up in a hole. In a hedge. Not just any hole. In any hedge. But a hocus-pocus hole in the hedge that she called home. The little girl woke bright and breezy because she was so excited. Just the day before, she peeped through the hole in the hedge and saw a girl and a boy around her age moving into the house at the top of the garden. It was the first time in over 20 years that anybody her own age lived there, so she had high hopes for great fun and games again. In the house around the same time, or maybe closer to cock-a-doodle-dee, 8-year-old Callie Drudge woke from her first sleep in the family's new home. The house belonged to her mother's great-aunt Dimpna, but was empty since the old woman packed her bags one morning and just disappeared. All Dimpna left was a note for her milkman which began, "Dear Malcolm," he was known as Malcolm the Milkman for obvious reasons, "Dear Malcolm, I will not need milk for a while as I am travelling to the other side of the world to learn how to surf. When you read this, I will be hanging 10 and catching some serious waves in Hawaii. Dimpna." Nobody had seen or heard from her in years. Mummy told Callie that she loved to stay with Great Aunt Dimpna when she was her age and had a bucket full of fun playing in the garden, the fields and hedgerows all around the house. No wonder Mummy enjoyed outside so much, Callie thought, as the house was old and cramped. You could not swing a gerbil in it, not that she would ever be so cruel. Now the creaky house was fusty and dusty as nobody had lived in it for so long. But Callie still thought it felt strange and unfamiliar. She did not know the half of it. For a start, she was unaware that there was a little girl that looked about her age, living in a hole in a hedge at the bottom of her garden. The area was quiet too, and a million miles away from the hustle bustle of the Big Smoke, where Callie lived with her mummy, daddy and little brother Buckle. Or 174 miles at least. The house was not even in the quiet village of Castleknock, but a long walk away plunked in the middle of a scribbly mess of hedges, thorns and stingy nettles in a place called Deeney Falls. Callie had looked for it on a map, but could only find Castleknock on its own with nothing around for miles. It was as if Deeney Falls did not exist in the middle of nowhere special. The family moved far, far away as Daddy needed to get the air about him, or so Mummy told them. The rat race at work made him sicky bad or sick to the teeth. Callie could not remember which. Either which way, it was little wonder that Daddy was one or the other if he had to work with hairy rats running around his feet all day. That did not make it easier for Callie though. Just the day before, she cried her eyes red raw as she waved goodbye to her school friends and wondered whether she would ever meet anybody her own age in a village as sleepy as Castleknock. Truth be told, she had a little bit of a meltdown and Mummy and Daddy dragged her away from school as she kicked and screamed. When she finally calmed down, her face was caked with tears and snatters. How embarrassing, she thought. And maybe just as well she was not going back to that school after all. Callie rubbed the sleep from her eyes and listened. Shh. Not a whisper. Nor a sound. But the cheep cheep of the birds and the old house creaking as it woke for the day. It was so silent that Callie could hear her own words stir in her head. or so she thought. Come to think of it, Mummy also told her and Buckle that Daddy needed peace and quiet as well as the air about him. Even the sound of the beep beep car horn made him jump, and sure that's all you hear in the big smoke above the sound of trains, planes, and people squealing. Callie listened. Nothing. Daddy was sure to have a sky full of peace and quiet here unless... What if, Callie thought, what if a silly cow danders up the path and sticks her big noggin in through an open window and shouts... Daddy will jump out of his skin. What else could he expect a cow to say, I wonder?
Hello? Have you just moved here?
She looked over at her younger brother, Buckle, in the other bed. Buckle was not his real name, of course. Buckle was called Buckle since he was a baby plodding about in his nappies. He could never say bottle when he wanted his bobo milk. All he could say was Buckle. Callie was in fits of titters every day when he wanted his Buckle, so the name stuck like a sticky lollipop. Even Mummy and Daddy called him Buckle, and so did Teacher too. So he would have to wait until big school to find out his real name. Callie wondered, how will Buckle know his name when the teacher calls it out? The teacher might not even know Buckle has been to school if he doesn't know the answer. He'll have a big X by his name every single day, whatever it is. Buckle, Callie sang somewhere between a whisper and a song. Oh, Buckle. Buckle opened a peephole. I knew you weren't sleepy, Buckle. Will we get up? Buckle yawned like a lion without a roar, but with a... Well, I'm upsies now, Callie boy said. Gillywinkles, it's breakfast time, Mummy shouted from the bottom of the stairs. Gillywinkles was what Mummy called Callie and Buckle, although Mummy could not remember why, and they were certain that they'd never heard anybody else's Mummy call their children Gillywinkles. Mummy said that the word Gillywinkles just bubbled up in her mind when she saw Callie and Buckle playing together for the first time, and she plucked it out of the air. Buckle said it sounded like the bubbles he made in the bath, but Callie was never impressed by the thought of that. The Gillywinkles jumped out of bed and belted out of the bedroom like a herd of centipedes wearing big boots. But Mummy was waiting for them at the bottom of the stairs. Gently, gently, Gillywinkles, she said, or you might Jack and Jill down the hill. Okie dokie, Mummy, said Callie. Okie dokie, said Buckle, and took Callie by the hand. At 6 years of age, he could, of course, count every single one of the 10 steps to the bottom, but preferred to play his own little game. 1, 2, swing on a tree. 4, 5, monkeys with sticks, he giggled. As they ate their toasty soldiers and goo-goo eggs, Buckle asked, where's Daddy? Daddy is still in beddy buys as he was up very late tinkering with his big project in the shed, Mummy replied. I'm telling you, it's a time machine, whispered Callie to Buckle. I bet he's colouring in a big book, whispered Buckle. When can we go out to play, Mummy, Buckle asked, although all he wanted to do was climb on the big bouncy tree he spied out the back window. Callie was already planning what games they could play in the wild, overgrown garden. We have to draw a map in case we get lost, she said, and want to find our way back in time for din-dins, Buckle. Buckle knew it was time for dinner when his tummy grumbled. Our Mummy guldered at the top of her voice. Get out of here now, your dinner's getting cold! The two of you can head out when you've finished breakfast and after you've washed and dressed, said Mummy. Only in the garden though, for I'll be busy getting our new home clean and tidy, and I don't need to be fretting over the whereabouts of my Gillywinkles. Okie dokie, Mummy, they replied. A quarter of the big clock later, the Gillywinkles bounded downstairs again. Buckle tugged on Mummy's jogging pants and said, can we go now, Mummy? Well, let's see. Attention! Mummy's grandfather fought in the war and she always fancied herself as a drill sergeant. The Gillywinkles stood bolt upright like toasty soldiers in goo-goo egg, whilst Mummy checked they had brushed their teeth and washed behind their ears. Callie wore her favourite yellow dress and Mummy tied her golden hair into long pigtails. Buckle wore an old pair of shorts and a blue t-shirt as he knew he'd be climbing the big tree and did not want to dirty his nice trousers. Mummy did not have to worry about Buckle's hair as his teacher, Mr. Dullard, shaved it all off the week before they moved. Mr. Dullard's whole class got nits, so he lined everybody up and sheared every single one like sheep. A couple of the bad boys blamed Buckle's best friend in class, Phil Dibden, just because he had no mummy and daddy and liked to play with stray dogs up the back entry after school. Callie told Buckle they were silly nitpickers, as stray dogs had fleas and not nits. Mummy took a step back, looked at the pair of them and said, "You two look so neat and tidy that I think I have to rename you Spick and Span. What will you play today, Spick and Span?" "I haven't decided yet, Mummy," said Callie, as she always made up games for her and Buckle to play. "But I have a sneaking feeling that we can shake some fun from the bouncy tree." "The four sleepies last night," said Buckle. "She told me there were dinosaurs in the garden, Mummy." "Not dinosaurs," said Callie. "Dino-roars!" she roared in his face. "They're much nicer, but a wee bit noisier." "Dicklesaurus Rex," said Mummy and tickled them both. "Now remember, play close and play safe. And don't be knock-knocking Daddy's shed, as he will be a busy bumble when he gets up." "Squeeze!" shouted the Giddlywinkles. Mummy hardly had time to open the back door before the Giddlywinkles spilled out into the garden. "We've escaped, Buckle. We're free!" The end. In our next story, we finally meet the girl who lives in the Hocus Pocus hole in the hedge, and we find out why the Giddlywinkles are called Giddlywinkles. In the meantime, you can find out more on our website, www.giddlywinkles.com. Thank you for listening, Giddlywinkles. My name is Enda. End the story.